Think of all the times you've entered a new town and saw a sign that identified the place as a blank friendly city or a tree city or some other variation laying out a general concept of the town's self-image. There are some residents of Ashland who want their city to be known as a place where there's a belief in peace and fostering it. And they would like the city council to help by creating a culture of peace commission. We have two guests with us in the studio here. David Wick is with Pathways to Peace. David, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Eric Sorotkin is with us as well. He's with Ubuntu Works Peace Education Project. Eric, welcome to you.
Hi, Jeff.
So I'm not sure who wants to start here, but what is the beginning point for this effort?
Well, I would say that I've been working with Pathways to Peace since its founding in 1983, and it was founded to help promote the whole idea of peace, but also peace building, which was a new concept in the early 80s. And moving along, Pathways has worked very closely with the United Nations to help to, in the early 80s, to create the International Day of Peace, and also to promote the evolution of a culture of peace, which has now become a part of the UN, and also there's resolutions, etc. But it really is to help expand our understanding of what peace is and how do we live with it in all aspects of our society.
I'm sure a few people would say we don't really need to understand what peace is because it's a pretty simple concept. It's the absence of war, or at least there's some sense of relative tranquility. Is it more complicated than that?
There's much more to it than that. And that is one definition, is a kind of a typical definition where you have tranquility, restfulness, calm, etc. And what we're talking about is, pathways. We're talking about peace is an innate state of being and a dynamic evolutionary process. And it's actually something that we as human beings are in movement in developing how we function, how we live together. And it's really time of taking another step in how we live in society. And so that's what we're about, helping to bring that specifically to Ashland in a very tangible, specific way. It's not just a lot of good talk. It's very specific things.
Well, Jeff, it's a lot about relationship when we talk about peace building, and we talk about the way that people relate to one another, the way that we relate to our physical environment around us. It begins to reflect how, what types of relationships that we're going to have in the 21st century. And here in Ashland, our goal is to not only identify ourselves with the notion of a culture of peace, but to create within government that type of filter, if you will, the idea of be the city you want to see. We're also disillusioned about government sometimes, but that if we want to change government, if we want to change the way people relate to one another within government, the way the dialogue takes place, as well as the relationship to the community, it's really essential that some of these peace-building principles that have been cultivated now for the last decades particularly, but go far beyond that in the past with other perhaps non-dominant cultures, that this is a real opportunity to integrate within city government a culture of peace commission.
So one of the things that I think is useful too is also to take a look at culture. And what do we mean by culture? And I want to quote from a colleague, Dennis Douglas Wartz, up in Canada. He's a culture specialist, and talks about culture is the foundation of values, traditions, behaviors, and relationships that are the foundation for human ability to live in the world. Culture may include the arts and heritage, but it's much more. For culture to serve the needs of our times now, it has to promote awareness and consciousness. So it's not just arts, it's not just, it really is how we function, as you say, in relationship in all aspects now, because we have a complex world. But it's also how do we do so in a way that really serves all. And one of the things that we do here is we have what we have is a, if you go to, let me put it this way, if you go to our website, and anyone who's listening, if you go to the website of cpi-ashland.org.
Culture of Peace Initiative.
Mm-hmm. But then the URL is cpi-ashland.org. Right. Mm-hmm. There, if you go there, there's also the Culture of Peace Wheel, the peace wheel is there. And this, with talking about in the Pathways to Peace approach is that all these different aspects of habitat, law, religion, science, business is a key part of this. And each one is a pathway to peace. Each sector is how do we live in a way that helps promote our well-being in the pathway, as well as each individual. Because the truth is that well-being and peace starts with each person as an individual. We get up in the morning, we make choices. What do we do in our choices, our behaviors? That sets, you know, the effects of our lives, and that moves into our organizations, where we work, what we do daily.
So when you say peace wheel, I believe that's what you're talking about, that's in front of me. I get
right.
The benefit of seeing it. Our audience doesn't. What do you mean by peace wheel?
Well, it's an organizing image. It's a way, so the peace wheel just has, as I say, different sectors of our society, of our culture.
So law, habitat, education, business, culture, science, environment, and religion.
Right, right. And any one of them is vitally important to how we live and how we function. And each one is also a powerful vehicle for greater well-being.
The idea is to begin to shift the way we operate as a community, to really be inclusive in a new way, so that when city government is involved in decision making, that there is a commission with representatives from all these sectors who can bring a particular perspective, bring conflict resolution skills, bring peace building skills, bring their unique background skills to decision-making by city government. And also within the schools is a program. The idea here is to work with the Ashland School District to promote peace education within the schools and nonviolent communication and conflict resolution at all grade levels. So we're working within a community to not only to assess the community annually, which we see the role of the commission is, how are we doing as a peaceful place to live, as a safe place to live? How are we doing in the community each year? It's also meant to be proactive within the schools, within the city, within the city council, is being able to have access to these skills, to this skill set.
There's also a very direct economic component to this, and particularly for Ashland, being a tourism destination, that more and more now there is a draw to tourism, peace-building tourism. So, for example, there's the International Institute for Peace Through Tourism, and it really is focused on people wanting to go to places that are known as cities of peace, etc. And so that can be a real draw as our profile here in Ashland, to be known as a city who supports, you know, a culture of peace. And what could we do with that? You know, we can have things that people would come to and experience when they come here to Ashland.
We are talking about the Culture of Peace Initiative here on the Jefferson Exchange with David Wick from Pathways to Peace and Eric Sorotkin from Ubuntu Works Peace Education Project. You can join our discussion on the exchange. Phone numbers here, 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. Our Rogue Valley local number, so Medford Ashland area, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Eric, it all sounds very abstract and theoretical. So if you get one of the steps you want here, which is the city of Ashland to say, okay, we'll create a culture of peace commission, then what are some of the concrete things that happen?
Yeah. You know, I've observed firsthand things that work in this fashion. I was in South Africa working with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission for years and observed the way they worked on healing the trauma of a nation, confronting these issues through testimony, through people coming forward, through stories, through that whole process. In Ashland, it's also seen as a very concrete process. It's seen that it will engage itself in an annual review of the culture of peace in Ashland, that it can participate within meetings of city government. If there's conflict between the council and the mayor, if there's some issue with police or with other aspects of government within Ashland, there is a commission that is able to be a peace ombudsman, if you will, within the city of Ashland. And there is the city of Ashland's value statements that they'd passed, that the city council had passed some years before. That's kind of theoretical, but when you have an actual commission where people can go forth and have input into it, and where we can enhance our image around the world in this way, we then have them coming up, the commission itself, meeting and coming up with projects of ways in which we do relationship building on a daily basis, the way events are held, the way they're publicized, the way we reach out to communities all over the world begins to impact the image of Ashland, the reputation of Ashland, and it begins to change you inside. I can tell you by just being present in the testimony of people who have struggled on peace issues around the world, whether in South Africa or I go to North Korea and South Korea and other places now and work on peacemaking activities. When you meet with people face to face and you dialogue about these issues, you really get an opportunity to yourself begin to let go of things. It takes a pressure off a community. It becomes a community pressure valve, if you will. But it's an enhancement feature as well that lets us look through a different type of peace-building filter at the issues that we confront each day in Ashland. So it really gives a location, a place to land, a way to advertise, a way to evaluate, and a way to work directly with city government.
So this really is this is an invitation to come around the table, and this is an invitation for exploration. What does that mean for us? And there are, about three other peace commissions in the country. But this is through this lens of a culture of peace. What does that mean for Ashland? What do we want? We have a whole list of the city values that exist right now, and also the goals of the city, and what are the things that we want to move toward. Well, this is an invitation for people to come together and co-create this. There certainly have outline, we have some possibilities, but it really is the culture. You think about it, we live in a culture of war and violence. We just do daily. Get the newspapers. And this is a new level of awareness and creativity. It's like, what is a real culture of peace? But it is everyone sitting down and co-creating what this is. Now we could go back to New Haven, Connecticut has a
Okay, so there are other examples out there existing.
Oh, yeah. There's Berkeley has it, New Haven, Connecticut, Cambridge, Massachusetts. But these are commissions that were created in the 80s around the anti-nuclear war.
I was going to ask if there was some relationship to the nuclear freeze movement.
Well, there had been in connection with some of the peace commissions out there. Actually, this one that we're proposing in Ashland is really groundbreaking. We're being watched by dozens of countries and organizations around the world currently, this effort that we're doing here. And what we're doing as local citizens is we're putting teeth into the mayor's proclamation. Mayor Stromberg challenged us just this last September 27th. He said in the proclamation of the city that we all must contribute to peace in our own lives and in the world at large. And we took that seriously. And when several hundred people got together at the Global Feast for Peace last September, there was a real desire for moving it into action, moving it beyond words, and creating, as I said, we can create the city we want to see. And that is bringing together all our creativity around this very organic process of creating a culture of peace commission. And if you want more information, it's www.cpi-ashland.org. And you can learn about a culture of peace, what it is, and really get involved. We also have a meeting on 411, 411. That is informational meeting. Just think about 411 and come and join us at 5:30 on that date.
Where?
It'll be on just down the road here at Peace House on Mountain
Avenue.
Yeah, okay. Mountain Avenue.
Ashland Street.
That's
okay. Right.
All right, so for the pragmatic observer, though, who's just thinking, okay, well, how is the Culture of Peace Commission going to make things better in the city? And we're talking about somebody who's just thinking about the kinds of services that the city delivers. Does this change zoning laws? Will my utilities cost less? Will the police be more efficient? Can we get the panhandlers out of downtown? And does this change my taxes? Does it have direct effects on any of those?
Well, I would say it certainly can, and that's part of the commission is created. What is its charter, and what is it going to be looking at? And for example, in New Haven, they have a whole range of things that they work with, including unemployment. including it's basically about the health and well-being. So it deals with homeless issues and the like, and so they do have they bring a different lens to that, as opposed to, as is often mentioned, the usual suspects that sit around a table.
As a human rights lawyer and as a local mediator, I could tell you that conflict costs money. And that we're constantly paying for it, whether it's a lawsuit, whether it's bad press, whether it's any way you can look at it, it costs in a community, not only to the culture, but out of your pocketbook. And so as you begin to resolve conflict, considering all the sectors of the community more, including them, having an outlook that way, you begin to save with less litigation, less problems that way. This isn't going to cost very much to have a commission at all. The commissioners aren't paid. It is set up in a way to really be a contributory process into city government and follows the idea of participatory government that is within the city of Ashland's values.
So how big a commission and how often would it meet?
Yeah, there generally is anywhere between 11 and 15 members of a commission. That's what exists in other places. It's meant to pull from all the sectors. The idea is that they would hold monthly meetings or subcommittee meetings and be available for citizen input monthly and more often, have a very interactive web presence, a way in which people could plug in their creativity around peacemaking and peace building issues in Ashland. But they also would have this outreach of creative ways that this could be put out to the world in order to increase visibility, tourism, and other things within Ashland.
Is it on the council's agenda to take this up at some point?
Not yet. Okay. So what we're doing now is organizing community support.
Okay. We're almost out of time, so I want to get that in. So the meeting is the 11th of April at 5:30 in the evening at Peace House in Ashland.
And you could sign up as a supporter on the website.
cpi-ashland.org. Okay, David Wick and Eric Sorotkin, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.